wonderful music was Heartbeat, and it was done by Christine Stevens. She's going to be with us this evening from her, I don't know if it's the latest CD, but Drumming Up Diva. It just, yeah, I don't know, somehow that music just kind of gets inside and does something. It's kind of eerie, but entraining at the same time. This is BBS Radio. The show is Sound Health. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to be with you, to be with us. And Christine's going to be with us in a few minutes, if I can get my words straight. She's going to talk to us about drumming as an integral part of the wellness movement, not as entertainment, I guess that's part of it too, but as a tool for healing, self-expression, and connection. I love that idea. On this show, Sound Health, we try to bring you information and ideas in support of this concept of self-health. And people with vision and those who seek strength to be the best they can be listen to BBS Radio. And we're going to give you more of that information as we go on, because this is good stuff. Most of you know that we're sponsored by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, and at that institute we conduct research on vocal frequencies. What that means, what vocal frequencies mean, how they can be interpreted, and how to use low frequency sound that can be used in support of self-health. One of the very interesting facts that we found is that the rhythms of the voice are just as important as the actual frequencies. We see the frequencies as the brain ranges in mathematics, but we see the heart as the rhythm. And when those two are in sync with each other, people tend to be more healthy. If you don't believe that idea about you need the rhythm and the words and the frequencies and the notes all at the same time, just try singing something like Mary Had a Little Lamb to the tune of Three Blind Mice, and you'll see how difficult that is, that the rhythm needs to match what you're trying to do. One of our biggest projects that we're doing right now is on brain integration and physical and mental balance. We're doing that with the Army and looking at traumatic brain injuries for these soldiers that have been subjected to these acoustic blasts. And we're providing some software for you so that you can learn to do some of this, and we're providing it absolutely free. We call this InnerSense software, and the first one that you can download for free is called Nano Voice, Little Voice, N-A-N-O Voice, one word, nanovoice.org. And this program is absolutely and totally free. We don't even ask you your email address. Over 11,000 of you have downloaded this program. We don't know who's downloaded. We just know how many has downloaded it. So if you want to know some of the basics about vocal profiling to reveal your inner self, who you are, just go to nanovoice, nanovoice.org, and download it. We're going to have a free class about that on February 4th. So if you are interested in being part of that class, although there is a manual, you don't even need the class, but there's a manual that's available also. And I was going to say you could write to us at Radio at Vocal Profiling, but about 10 minutes before the show went on, as has happened for the last 3 weeks, somebody has bombed our email. We don't know how they're doing it, so I'm going to give you an alternative email this evening. It's Sherry, S-H-A-R-R-Y, on air, Sherry on air at gmail.com. I just checked that one. It's up. I'm monitoring it. We are going to be taking calls tonight, so I'll give you that again when I give you the phone number. So if you want to get in touch, you can write to Sherry on air at gmail, or an easier one is class at vocalprofiling.com, and join us for those free basic classes in vocal profiling. And we do things like a look at people's intention, tell when they're lying, see what's really going on inside of you. What do you really want? What do you really mean? Is that the right person for you? Is that the right job? So you could also call us if you want us to help you download these. It's 740-698-9119, and you can also get that from our website at BBS Radio. Okay, that's enough information about what we do here at the Institute. Although we've done some exciting things this week, we've helped people with connective tissue disorders, and it's just awesome what's going on. And we've done a couple of cancer cases that being able to look at the body in terms of the mass and the rhythm it creates, and to be able to see why somebody is developing cancer, and just from the math as medicine is just an incredible concept. Christine Stevens is with us today. She's the creator of a healing drum kit, the art and heart of drum circles, and also this Drumming Up Diva CD that we played part of it. Christine, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me here. This is, of course, the way I like to say hello in the international music language.
All right. What does that mean? Just
I'm happy to be here.
So is that a regular song from some tribe or some?
No, I'm glad you asked that. It's somewhat inspired by Arabic rhythms because I've been spending time in Iraq on this peacemaking project, and I've been, you know, improving my skills on that language of the rhythms, the Arab rhythms, through this drum called the Dumbek. And all the world cultures have different drums and different rhythms that are indigenous to those cultures. So I'm very happy to be here, and it's Super Bowl Sunday, so I think this could be called the Super Sound Show.
I didn't even know it was Super Bowl Sunday. That's how much I pay attention to
the Super Sound Health Show.
Yeah.
And I also just had a chance to hear Greg Mortensen speak today, who wrote Three Cups of Tea, a very inspirational project building schools in Pakistan and Afghanistan. So I'm really happy that's how that rhythm showed up. And the point here is, some people call it improvisation, but the point of this is that sometimes the most healing rhythm is just what you communicate on the fly without thinking. You know, you just allow your hands to say something on your drum. And it usually is very indicative, sort of like a vocal profiling. It sort of gives you a rhythmic profile. You probably felt something when I just played that beat.
Yes, I did. I felt a clarity kind of inside what was going on in my head, because there's a million things I want to ask you here. We're going to talk about your trip to Iraq and play some music from your CD. I don't know if that's a new one that you're creating that you sent us sort of a beta version of, but some of the music on there is just really nice.
Well, you got a field recording of our trip to Iraq. It's not produced yet. We're hoping, inshallah, as they would say, meaning God willing, we're hoping to bring another CD this time after we finish our trip in April.
Music is kind of a universal language, isn't it?
It is, and I'm just thrilled with what you're doing. I mean, I think this is very significant work with the brain integration for the returning veterans, and that you're offering that software for free. I just want to encourage any veterans looking for non-pharmacological tools that are health promotion, as what Sherry's developing here, very important right now. I have a firm belief in my field that music therapy came out of treating veterans after World War II. Really, treating of war veterans often, you know, creates new technology and new healing traditions. So that's the benefit of what we're doing right now.
Thank you. I am just incredibly amazed that the Army has taken this on and they're helping us do this project.
I'm not surprised, though, because it really is part of how we need to collaborate, integrative paradigms.
Yes. I think music is, well, we had a lady on last Sunday that talked about how originally music was used to control people. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about you. I want to give people a little bit of your credentials.
Sure.
You have a master's degree in social work and music therapy.
I'm an overeducated drummer.
That's what it says here. internationally acclaimed author, speaker, and pioneer in drumming and wellness. How old is the use of drumming and healing?
Well, that's a great question. You know, it probably dates back 40,000 years. And a really good resource for that is Mickey Hart's work called Drumming at the Edge of Magic. Lane Redmond's research on women, when the drummers were women, is the name of the book. But we certainly have found ancient drums from many indigenous cultures. So this is a very old, old human tradition that has stood the test of time and is certainly needed today, again, in these it's a non-pharmacological, you don't need a prescription to get out a drum and play, you know? There's really no side effects. So I think as a health-promoting strategy, it's very ancient and very modern at the same time.
Do you have to have training to do this, or you can just let go?
Well, I would say that it doesn't require any training. In fact, a study just was published in the Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences last week that showed that newborn babies have rhythmical identification. Newborn babies, when they listen to rhythm tracks and the track missed a beat, the baby could feel it and hear it. So what they're saying, and I'm going to quote from that study, this is evidence for the fact that babies have a central rhythm when they are born. This is pre-language, very musical, and very rhythmical.
Brian Butterworth wrote a lot about that and about how we're hardwired for math and rhythm. Good stuff.
I would say there's no training necessary. I mean, you can certainly improve your technique and how you put your hand on your drum, and I was very lucky to have a lot of teachers from Egyptian style of drumming, African style of drumming, frame drumming. But the basic idea of banging out a beat seems to be absolutely so human that newborn babies are sensing the rhythm. Isn't that extraordinary?
It is, and that must be why babies love music.
Yes, and I think it brings out the child in all of us. When I see people come to drum circles and drum therapy sessions and health rhythm sessions, I can tell you that it brings out the child in people. And that's a healthy thing. Playfulness is really needed today. If people are experiencing economic stress, health conditions, you know, a lot of change happening in the world, we're still in a war, it's very important to take care of your own health.
Now, all the years you've been doing this, can you sort of tell about people's health by the drums and the rhythm they pick up, like the difference between polyrhythm and just a simple rhythm?
Well, I wish it was as accurate as the voice, vocal profiling that you've developed and worked with. I think that rhythmic profiling definitely tells us something about people. The biggest pattern that I would say I've noticed is the empowerment. You know, that when people come and they have that fear, like they've been told they can't play rhythm, you can see it in their face, you can see it in their playing. They're not freed up, you know. We all carry, many people carry these shackles around our creativity. And what rhythm does is it's so primal and so easy that it really facilitates breakthroughs. And people suddenly feel that they can play music.
That gives me the image of gorillas beating a rhythm on their chest and you know, making a statement that I'm the leader guy.
That's right.
Wow, so some, you know, primal stuff.
It's primal stuff, and it's also very aesthetically beautiful. And it really is based on intention. And with the Healing Drum Kit, what we did is we just put intentions into rhythms. So if you're trying to cheer up a little, here's a vitality rhythm. If you need to learn how to calm down, here's a relaxing rhythm. The two main things about rhythm is whether they speed us up or slow us down. And there's something called entrainment, and that means that things will synchronize over time. It comes from a pendulum research study in the 1600s in physics. So if we want to synchronize ourselves, our human rhythm, with a certain mood state, rhythm is something that drives that change for us.
Tell us about this drum kit that you've been talking about.
Well, the Healing Drum Kit includes a drum. I'll let you hear how it sounds. And a deck of rhythm cards. And those are 27 rhythm cards, play-along CDs, and a guidebook. I was inspired years ago by seeing, you know, the Pilates kit and the yoga kit. I was saying, where's the drum kit? And that complaint, as sometimes often happens, you know, you complain about it, you know, how to fix it, led to the vision of this with Sounds True and Remo Drum Company to create this kit, and it sold 15,000 copies to date. You can pick it up in Borders Books, many yoga shops, or online. It's called the Healing Drum Kit. I get all kinds of emails from all over the world, people that are using this with their autistic child, mothers, grandmothers. I got an email from an 83-year-old woman who said, all my life I wanted to play drum, and in high school they made me play the flute. And she said, now I'm playing the drum. And I invited her on the email to come to a drum circle, and she said, I'm not ready yet for group drumming.
I want to I want to ask you the difference between individual and group, but I want to give people a chance to call and ask you questions.
Great.
A lot of our people write in, so you can use sharryonair, S-H-A-R-R-Y, on air, at gmail.com. I'm monitoring that. And here's a couple of phone numbers. 877-876-5227 in the U.S. and toll-free 888-815-9756 in Canada. And a direct line, 530-876-3222. And if you forget all those, just go to bbsradio.com where you're listening to this. And on Station 1, all the numbers are listed there. But most of our people write in. Actually, I already have one for you. And we could talk about that before I ask you. I've got a zillion questions here. We were using this in a class this afternoon, and I told them what it was, that it was empowering rhythms and chants for a woman's spirit. And one of the guys in class said, what does that mean, that men are without rhythm? So can you address why this is specifically geared toward women?
Men and women do have different rhythms. And many indigenous cultures, and I constantly use this term indigenous cultures, generally just honoring the teachers I've had from Native American, African, and women's traditions, and basically now Iraqi traditions. Basically, I find that women especially need empowerment through the drum. Ironically, it seems that women were the first drummers. The first drummer whose name we know is Lipishu, who drummed in the Temple of the Moon in ancient Sumer. So women, this is our lineage. To drum. Now, women's rhythms tend to be a little more rocking, like rocking a baby, a little more hip movement, like. Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can't stay still either.
You know, so that's kind of a da 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 da.
Yeah, you can't sit still with that.
That's good. And the men's rhythms. And I don't like to make things sound like it's always this or that, so believe me, I'm only throwing this out as a way for us to understand the dynamics. It's kind of a boom, 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 boom. Kind of more of a 1-2 rhythm, a 2-4. We call this 4-4 meter or 6-8 meter. So there is a little contrast between men and women. Now, I believe in men's drumming groups, women's drumming groups, and co-ed drumming groups. So my intention was simply that I was noticing that a lot of women are gathering. There is women's groups. Sometimes they're hidden under the name book club. But they're women's groups, right?
Yeah.
And I find that women, especially as we gather, it's kind of women's way, it's beautiful to know some empowering chants.
Empowering. Women are
still a little bit disempowered in our culture, believe it or not. Even we've become over-masculinated. So it's really good for women to, as I felt in Iraq, women spent time together, men spent time separately. So let's return that with some of these women's empowerment rhythms in Drumming Up Diva.
This empowerment idea comes up in your CD, Woman Am I, Tower of Strength, Power Groove, Sister Song. All of those are kind of like empowering kinds of things.
Yeah.
Are kids' rhythms different from adults?
Yes, they're way faster. In fact, I'm thinking maybe at some point in the show I'm going to bring in my nephews and have them drum with me so you can hear what that's like. Because children have a lot of excitement around drumming, you know. They tend to drum faster. Children are at a higher, you know, energy level often. So, yes, they're different. The point here is that although we could categorize adults, children, women, men, my message is about the unique rhythm of each individual person. We learn how to find our own rhythm through learning some techniques on the drum, through cultural rhythms and the healing drum kit and tools like that. But ultimately what your goal is to find your own rhythm.
And you'll just be, you just kind of become one with the instrument. It's not something that, it's just hard to describe.
Well, there's really no separation between an instrument and yourself when you talk about rhythm, because we're biologically wired for rhythm with our heartbeat, our breathing, our talking, our laughing. You know, our nature, our human nature is rhythmical.
Well,
so
I didn't
no wonder.
Get into that groove. It's because I've been taught I'm not musical, I don't have any rhythm, and so this drum was a very foreign thing to me until I just told everybody to leave me alone and let me in a room where nobody can hear me, and then it was different for me.
And I think that points out the difference between individual and group drumming. I mean, when we get in a group, we tend to get performance anxiety, right?
Well, I don't know if it was performance. I just didn't want to be laughed at.
That's another form of performance anxiety, exactly. I don't want to be laughed at. So having some individual time with the drum, getting to know the instrument, feeling confident, feeling free, discovering how easy it is really important. And what I'm interested now is what a tool it is for global peacemaking.
We're going to talk about that. I want to ask you a couple of questions first. In looking at drumming, I can see the idea of drumming for communication over long distances. I can see it as entertainment. Is there ever a time when drumming is used for control, or is there a certain rhythm that is control, or some
Absolutely.
Other kind of thing that is used?
Absolutely.
I'm asking because the question came up last week when this Jill Mattson was on the show, and she did a history of music and how music was used, and she talked about in the beginning how music was used to control people, to police people. So has that ever been an occasion about drumming?
No, not that I'm aware of. I think that it might just be different, but our research, we took blood samples before and after an hour of group drumming, and we showed biochemical changes, I mean cellular biology changes from an hour of group drumming according to the Health Rhythms Protocol. So that tells me that there's something very profoundly health-promoting about this. So in addition to communication and all these kind of elements, you also get to add into the list of benefits health promotion. So what happens is when you're under stress, your immune system gets suppressed, to be kind of basic about this. And what happens with the group drumming protocol is we're actually boosting and strengthening the immune system, and especially circulating white blood cells increase from this group drumming. And we've now tested this with burned-out employees and shown mood improvement and reduction in burnout. So these studies are very important because we do live in an evidence-based culture. We need to know scientifically if we're going to use these tools for our health and well-being. Is this grounded in evidence?
And this is on your website, these studies?
They're on a really good website, remo.com/health, remo.com/health. And then my site also has them, ubdrumcircles.com, which stands for Upbeat Drum Circles. And so I'm not aware of music being used in that way in terms of rhythm. What I think is fascinating about rhythm is you take something like the slaves that were brought to other countries, and their drums were taken away from them, but that did not stop the rhythm. They used body percussion. They kept singing. Inoppressible rhythmical spirit. And I think we're living in the time right now on the planet where we need to re-access all of that.
Can you, were there studies done with other things, like would playing the flute do the same thing as drumming?
It wouldn't, and here's why. It's really hard to teach people how to play the flute. Our studies were done on people who'd never played an instrument. In fact, it was our exclusionary criteria. So we took absolute non-musicians, people who thought they couldn't play a drum or keep a beat, and that's who we studied. So it wouldn't be the same to take flute players because they already have a predisposition for music and music skill. We wanted to ask the question, is this with just normal human beings, is this going to be therapeutic and health-promoting?
I have some questions coming out. I don't know which way to go. One person is asking, is there different beats for different countries, and could Christine give us some examples?
Oh, that's a great question. There's 7 rhythms in the Healing Drum Kit from all over the world, and they are very different rhythms. One of the rhythms that I love is Taiko Matsuri. This is a rhythm from Japan. I spend a lot of time there. And this is a rhythm honoring the Japanese ancestors in a Buddhist tradition. And it goes like this. Doom, 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 ka-ka-ka. Doom, 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 ka-ka-ka. Doom, 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 ka-ka-ka. Doom, 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 ka-ka-ka. In fact, there's even different ways to talk in drum language in different countries. So now I want to play a rhythm from Egypt called Ayub. And the language there is doom for the low sound on the drum and tok for the high sound on the drum. doom, talk 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 doom, talk. And the last one I have to share is one of my favorites, samba. As we get ready for Lent and the samba season is upon us, samba rhythm is from Brazil, and it goes bop 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 ba da bop 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 ba da ba. And the coolest thing about learning these rhythms from different cultures is you can literally go to, I landed in Mexico, and there were some Mexican dancers there, and I was playing a rhythm that I knew from their ancient culture called Águila Blanca, which means white eagle, and comes from the Aztec people, and they right away knew what I was saying through my drums, you know? It's kind of like when you travel and you know somebody's language, they feel so honored, you know? So it's great to learn the rhythms of the world.
Can you play a little bit of that?
Sure. Águila Blanca.
There's another question here that's really interesting. I've never heard of it before. I understand that there are different drum rhythms for different castes in India. One, is this true? And two, why?
I don't know anything about that. It's very interesting. I'm sorry, I can't answer that.
So in any country, is there a average kind of drum rhythm? Or is it different kinds of music? Different rhythms for different castes. I wonder if it's like playing music at certain times of the day. I know that's in India. We had a guy on that played sitar, and certain music was only played at certain times of the day.
Yeah, they're called ragas. What I think is interesting this person's getting to is music identifying, you know, caste system or that cultural identification through the rhythm. And that's very interesting. I don't know anything about that in India, but certainly at what I found in Iraq, in Kurdish Iraq, in northern Iraq, was, you know, definitely songs for the call to prayer, rhythms for Sufis that invoke Allah. There's even a rhythm called Dayin, which means calling the beloved. Isn't that beautiful? So the rhythms are very filled with intention.
Well, we can certainly do it here. I mean, if you were playing heavy metal, you could say who that is, probably. Or things like, let's talk about Iraq. Could I play a little bit of the Iraqi drum that's on your CD, you said?
Yes, and I just want to thank these people for writing their questions in. I love hearing from people. Very good questions. We're going to have to research India. Yeah, please, go ahead.
There's another one that's come in that's really neat. Let's play some rock, and then we'll go back and answer more questions.
From rock and roll to Iraq. Here we go.
Yes. Well, that's it. I feel very busy with that.
You feel what?
Very busy. Like I want to get up and do something with this.
Yeah, it's definitely the energy of dancing, right? That's an improvised moment that was happening in a little music room in Darbandikan in northern Iraq with a man named Hunar, who's a daf. Daf is the drum in Iraq. Daf is an ancient 22-inch frame drum of the Sufis and mystical sect of Islam. And now becoming more popularized drum. So what we're hearing is me playing a colonial fife, and he's playing a Dusala flute, which is the Iraqi flute, and we are having a conversation. You can almost, you know, you can hear us taking turns having a dialogue between our flutes.
Maybe I should have done more of it. What was the intention and the result of your trip to Iraq?
Well, this was a project that represents the first time in history that an international relief organization asked for a music-based intervention for conflict resolution in a war zone. So I believe this is just the beginning.
Say that again. That sounds incredibly important.
this is the first time in history that an international relief organization called for a music-based intervention for conflict resolution in a war zone. So what we did is we brought drum circle training, drum making, music therapy, and musical diplomacy to northern Iraq, invited 38 trainees from all across Iraq, I mean, speaking Kurdish, speaking Arabic, representing different religious sects as well. And in 5 days, we formed a community. We transcended the barriers of religion and race and ethnicity and language. And by the second day, the group had really bonded. I was able to take some outcome data to show that the group rated themselves 80% connected as a community on a scale of 1 to 100. So that's really significant considering they could be enemy groups. And that happened through the drum. Through drumming together, through training them in the science and how to use drumming for health promotion and therapy, and we trained community leaders, therapists, and medical professionals and community volunteers how to use drum circles for peacemaking.
That is awesome. We have the email that just came in. It's kind of a neat thing. Drumming and music has been used in war, crowd incitement, rap, and a variety of insightful ways. Insight means, and the way he wrote it was to incite riots.
I was just going to get to that. You know, one of the biggest things we had to transcend was the image of the drums of war. And that's even a language. I just saw that recently on a Yahoo page of the news. It said, you know, Turkey beats the drums of war against Iraq, in northern Iraq. And, you know, we have this phrase, the drums of war, because no wonder. I mean, things that are powerful ancient tools get misused by humans often. And so, yes, there was a drummer with the marching military in war. And I think that's one thing that gets misconstrued. I believe we are returning the drum to its ancient use. Our intention is peacemaking. Intention drives the outcome. Music is just an expression of that outcome, of that intention.
Putting our body back in rhythm. And that leads to another line of questioning. Here's another thing somebody wrote. Drums set the mood for Cirque Soleil. And that's an acrobatic thing that goes on in Las Vegas.
Yes, I even know the drummer from Cirque du Soleil, absolutely. The taiko drum.
It is incredible because the beat gets into you and makes you part of what's going on. It's an incredible technique. So thank you whoever wrote that in, that Cirque du Soleil sets the mood.
Well, you have to ask yourself, is the beat really getting into you, or you already are the beat? And you're just reconnecting to that of what you are. You know what I'm saying? It's not, we think we're learning something new, but it's actually the more I can forget. That's why children walk up to a drum and they play great. Because they don't have to worry about forgetting all the stuff that we've learned. So I think that's one of the great gifts of rhythm is it really puts you in the moment. And it pulls you in. It's magnetic.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing in Iraq is using that primal connection, that magneticness of the drum, in order to bring people together. What I learned, I can tell you in two sentences. It was an incredible journey because I was certainly afraid to go. I had all these stereotypes about Arabs and, you know, Iraq and everything we get fed in the media. But then I discovered, when I got there, this incredible culture of giving. And you know, people just literally took their prayer beads and handed them to me. Big, big gifts I received going there. Great appreciation for our coming. And Remo Drum Company donated 100 drums that I took and gave to them. NAM, the National Association of Music Merchants, the Rex Foundation, and Kieran Sweeney were our sponsors that we fundraised for this project. But the result is that we now have ongoing drum circles in 4 cities in northern Iraq every week for the kids, for the community, for the healing.
So there'd be less war.
And those groups are being led by Iraqis that we trained. And this is in Kurdish Iraq, so it would be really kind of called Kurdistan. So that's the result of that project. So it's a great thing to talk about and share with people. If you want to see more about it, go to our homepage, which is ashtidrum.com. Ashti, you can say that. Ashti means peace in Kurdish. A-S-H-T-I drum.com. And you'll see an incredible 3-minute video clip of the project in Iraq.
One of the things that I noticed, like sound in or a drop of water, and the waves go out. That's one of the things I noticed with these great, great big drums at Cirque du Soleil. It came out and got you. The wave came mm-hmm. out and got you and drew you back. It was, and I just think what you have done in Iraq with these drum circles, I just bow to you. That's just an incredible idea of peacemaking. If we all did music together, we'd do less fighting.
Absolutely. And why is that? Because we build relationships. And everything I learned is this in two sentences. Words communicate thoughts. Music communicates energy. And when you communicate heart-to-heart energy level, there's really not conflict. It builds relationships quickly. And I just want to share one really quick story of our training there. It was the second day of the training, and I was up at the front of the room giving a science lecture, and I had a flip chart, and, you know, I had two translators, because I'd speak in English, and somebody would speak in Arabic, and someone would speak in Kurdish. And basically, I said, well, we're going to take some Q&A, but why don't we split into the Kurdish-speaking, and then we'll take a break, and we'll have Arabic-speaking people for Q&A, because I thought Q&A will be exhausting with, you know, three languages. And I heard this rumbling in the group. Now, remember, these are people that had to be brought together to this training that would never sit in the same room together from seven different governances across Iraq. And I said to the translators, you know, what are they saying? And nobody was leaving the room. I said, it's the break time, you know? And she said, they don't want to separate. And the group refused to separate by language.
Awesome. Oh,
and then somebody picked up a drum, as if the only way to answer would be to play music. And somebody picked up a flute, and all of a sudden the room erupted in dancing, this shoulder-to-shoulder dancing, this Kurdish-style dancing called sham-to-sham, shoulder-to-shoulder. And people were holding hands and dancing, and I looked over, and there was a little pit band that had formed with five musicians, and half of them were Arabs and half of them were Kurds, and they had pushed my flip chart out of the way and started to dance.
I bet you were just hiring a kite.
It was an incredible experience, and it just taught me how quick, you know, and it sounds like peace, love, and kumbaya, but it really isn't. We can quickly connect with each other, but then what? So what? So you've created a relationship, there's dancing, there's connectivity, now what? And we wanted to further that by having dialogue groups for peacemaking. You know, it's not the whole picture to just jam together. I really don't think so. I think we need collaboration. And we need to say, okay, let's have a dialogue. Let's put our words behind now that we've created a relationship. We talk to each other in a different way once we've made music together.
It's incredible that you've got them in the same room. We have another audience question. It's from Chris. Are there rhythms that are not beneficial or that are negative for the immune system?
Yes. A lot of that has to do with the volume level. First of all, high decibel levels are never good for your health, not good for your hearing as well. And it depends on how long you're sustaining with high decibels. And then I have experienced people that their heart is affected by hypermusic, you know, they really need calming music and their heart gets affected by that. So that's something to pay attention to. The number one thing is that the best rhythm for you is the one that feels right, that you play, that you create. Usually it has a cultural connection to you as well.
Well, you've heard things that heavy metal music is bad or rap is bad or...
Well, you know, that's a matter of taste. That's the thing that supersedes all of this. There was a study that was done on relaxation music and looking at, you know, was this music more relaxing than that music? And the basic outcome was it's all about listener preference. So if this person who wrote the email, you know, loves heavy metal, that music probably helps them. In fact, a study was done at hyperactive ADHD kids who drummed really hyper music. Their heart rates went down because they were getting it off their chest. They were expressing it. So the unhealthy rhythm is the one that does not fit for you. You know, if you're sad and you're quiet, you don't want to hear an upbeat song. It's like, get out of my face. Someone going, just cheer up. Right?
So if you're in one of these circles and you don't like what's going on, you should leave.
Absolutely. Also, if people have sound sensitivity, you know, that's really not a good place to be in a loud, raucous drum circle, you know?
Another question. What's the difference between what an individual would experience on their own as to what they would experience if they were inside a circle of people drumming?
Well, that's a great question. The results of our studies have all been based on group drumming. And that is because when we come together, we have social support and camaraderie. That's one of the keys to healing. You know, there's really two main health-promoting things, having a sense of control and having support. Now, you get a sense of control when you drum, certainly. That's why it's empowering. Nobody's telling you what to play. And then you have support when you have a group. So I always tell people, you know, if you can, please find a drum group. You can go to Health Rhythm's website, remo.com/health, type in your zip code and find a drum circle, a Health Rhythm's trained facilitator. So that's a really good way to do it.
Is there any one kind of drum better than the other, like a kettle drum versus a leather drum? Or?
Well, again, we get into personal preference. And it has to do with how the drum sounds, how hard it is to hold, how hard it is to play. Some drums are harder. The Indian drum from India is called the tabla, very difficult to play. The djembe is really a great beginning drum, and the drum in the Healing Drum Kit, which is a frame drum, these are great beginning drums. And they can travel easily, they're lightweight. The reason I use Remo drums is because, and they're at remo.com, is because they're made with recycled materials. And they're vegetarian drums. They're no animal hides. And they're green, eco, recycled, made in America. And Remo is a great sponsor of our research and great supporter of this peace project in Iraq as well. So I'm sorry to not have a simple answer for that one, but I think you really should go to a drum store and imagine that you're at a smorgasbord and you're like sampling all kinds of things and see what drum resonates to you. You might notice it in listening too. If you've ever heard African drumming, you know, djembes is the sound of that.
I've heard people say they were just drawn to a certain kind of drum, sort of like Harry Potter and picking out his wand.
Exactly. You just feel it. You know, another great drum is a Native American buffalo drum, and that is a beautiful sounding drum. So, you know, for the spiritual traditions, for shamanic traditions, they typically use a buffalo drum.
Here's a question that I cannot answer, and I don't know if you can. How does sound and rhythm heal the body, mind, and spirit?
Very simple. It really combines basic health-promoting strategies. Number one, self-expression. Number two, spirituality. I mean, the drum has an ancient root in spiritual traditions. Number three, exercise. That's why I'm a huge advocate of drumming. Not listening to drumming, but drumming. When you participate in music making, it involves your physiology, right? Number four, it gets you in the moment. It gets you out of your thinking mind. When you're playing drums, if you think, you'll screw up the beat. So it's an automatic constant teacher, you know, to be present. Number five is that camaraderie connectivity with others. When you're drumming together with others, you can communicate with each other. You feel a sense of human connection. And number six, music. Music does something for body, mind, and spirit. I mean, that's why it's been an ancient healing tool for centuries. And number seven is visualization. We like to teach people to close their eyes while they're drumming and go ahead and visualize. You know, visualize that you're wherever you want to be. You can be around a fire in an ancient culture. So that's why drumming is healing for body, mind, and spirit. As I list that, you can see that there's physiology involved, there's cognition involved, and there's spirit involved, spirituality.
Do you do private sessions with people?
I don't really have time anymore for that, but I train therapists how to do that.
Well, there's another question here, that what could one expect if they joined your drum circle? Is it ongoing or just a one-time thing?
The Health Rhythms programs that I've taught, I think, almost 2,000 people in America to be facilitators of Health Rhythms, and that is an ongoing, usually weekly. For the health benefits, we recommend that weekly. And as I said, go to remo.com/health and put in your zip code, and you can find a facilitator in your community. Now what I'm launching is this peacedrumcircles.com. And my interest is now to create ongoing drum circles that are intercultural in campuses and communities where you want to have a peacemaking project in your community. This is a way we can learn about intercultural dialoguing through the drum.
And if people want to get in touch with you to be a part of that, how could they do that?
Just send an email to info, I-N-F-O, at ubdrumcircles.com, and we'll hook you up.
Y-O-U or the letter U?
U, the letter U.
U
it
and
stands
the letter
for
B?
Upbeat Drum Circles. You can even type in upbeatdrumcircles.com, and you'll find me. If you Google Christine Stevens, you'll find me.
Okay.
I want to be found by your listeners.
Well, from all of the emails and stuff that have come in, they want to find you. Are there different rhythms for different disease processes? That's an interesting question.
You know, it doesn't really correlate that way. I wish it we could be diagnostic that way with rhythm, but I find that it's more like the previous question about body, mind, and spirit, that this is really something that boosts your immune system, and your immune system fights any disease. So I think you have to think of it more of a general vitamin or a supplement or a preventive tool. I don't like to say that drumming cures anything. However, I would say that often disease has emotional correlates. Those emotional correlates can be cleared through music, through drumming them. I worked with a woman who had cancer, and she came to realize that she had a lot of anger at her brother. She wrote a letter about it, and then she drummed a piece of music in honor of that feeling, and she started to join drum groups. And the more she drummed, the more healthy she felt, and she really feels that it supported her journey with cancer, healing from cancer. So there are many survivors groups that are drumming right now. We're just really at a time where this is beyond a fad. You know, we've crossed past critical mass. And I like to quote My Generation magazine that said, drum circles are America's fastest growing holistic health trend.
Awesome. Is there a difference between the rhythm and the notes? The reason I'm asking this is we have a kettle drum here, and it has written on it the place you would hit if you wanted to play that note. And then we have another set of flat drums that each one of those are a different note. And we use that little nano voice to figure out which frequency the drum is. So we can look at people, give them this set of drums, and which note do you like? And it's just kind of neat to watch them pick the notes that mm-hmm. match what their needs are in their voice.
Well, I think that's what we're really learning more and more is there's an inner wisdom in all of us that knows innately, like these babies that recognize rhythm patterns, that knows innately what we like and what we don't like. And what's really confusing, if you're like me and you're a white, blonde, blue-eyed American and you feel connected to African rhythms and you're going, how is this possible, right? And then people say, how come you like African rhythms? I don't know. They just grab my soul. I don't know. I just feel a connection. That's great.
To be a person that organizes a drum circle, and I'm trying to read a lot of stuff here and just call out what she's really asking. Do you have to have any special talent to be a leader? Do you have to have special training from you to be a leader of a drum circle? Or can you just get together and be wild?
Well, there's many paths. I have a book and DVD called The Art and Heart of Drum Circles, and you can get it on our website, ubdrumcircles.com. It's a training tool. If you learn by book or you learn by DVD, it's all there. There is a health rhythms training program, and that's a weekend training for medical professionals, spiritual leaders, healthcare workers. You get CEUs. It's taught by myself and a neurologist, Dr. Barry Bittman. And the next one is coming up on February 13th through the 15th in Valencia, California. And those are the different paths to becoming a facilitator. The good news is you don't need to have any expertise drumming. What's really recommended is that you have a caring heart. That's really the rhythm that we're after here. And that you feel drawn to rhythm, you feel drawn to knowing the medicine of the drum, to connecting to it for spirituality, health, and now peacemaking. And that's the requirement to come to the training.
There's a strange question here. Do they cost? It didn't occur to me that they would cost. Not the training, but the circle.
Oh, it depends. I mean, every circle is different. Some are a love offering. There's a big movement of church drum circles, and I'm just building a website, drumministry.com, right now. So there's a drum circle at a church, and they have a love donation. Some drum circles in communities are offered for free. some of them, there is a fee of, I don't know, $5, $15, something like that. Usually it'll be cheaper than going to a movie.
Or an MRI.
Or an MRI.
Absolutely.
It's hard to beat Nano Voice free download, but, you know.
Well, did your nephews come in so we could hear some kid drumming?
Not quite yet, but I can call them in. It would give you a really good live sense of how to do that if you're interested, Sherry. And I got to say, I really want to say, Sherry, you're doing a wonderful thing. Come on, you guys. I know, but it's time to play drums on the radio show. Come on up. My brother will help. You know, they're watching the Super Bowl. Come on, you guys. Let's go play drums for the radio. Hi, Cassie. Come on, everybody, come on.
I can hear their excitement about it. Do you have your whole
family
involved?
All right, so here's the main thing. When you work with children, what you want to do is first know how to stop a group. So here's a facilitation tip. When you hand out the drums, you always want to say, one, two, ready, and stop, so that everybody knows to stop. Okay, here's Max. Max, how old are you?
9.
Max, show us your rhythm. Wait, Caden, just let Max play. So the first thing I do for empowerment is let's all play Max's beat. Okay, Max, play your beat. Let's all copy Max. Now, Max, you stop the group.
Stop!
Thank you, you guys. Give them a hand. Everybody clap. Okay, I have to do Caden's beat now. Caden, show your beat.
How old is Caden?
Good job. All right, you guys. Thank you.
Well, the whole
idea. Drum circle's over. Bye.
The whole idea is to let him go and let him express.
Okay, I'm going to finish up with my radio interview. So, you guys, I'll come down and drum with you in a minute.
We'll
come in a minute. It's okay. Yeah. Okay, go down.
Christine.
Well, as you can see, it's hard to stop children when you get them drumming.
We have 2 minutes left. I want to play some more of the Iraq music. But what do you want people to get from your music and from drumming? Freedom, empowerment, expression?
Yeah, I think it's really about... I think it's so holistic to me that the best word about it is freedom. It's liberation. It's really liberation and joy.
Would you recommend that people start by themselves, especially us adults who don't want to be made fun of, and sort of practice before we join a group?
No, I think it's really an individual thing. Some people, like myself, my first experience was drumming in a group. When I went to a drum circle, I felt like I learned a lot and I fell in. You know, you feel kind of anonymous. You know, there's a bunch of people drumming and you just kind of sneak in the back door. So I think for some people, a group is a really good way to begin. And like I said, you don't have to have a lot of great skill. Believe me, it's already in everybody. And if you really prefer to start alone, the Healing Drum Kit is made exactly for you.
And I saw that on Amazon. They gave it 5 stars. That's incredible.
5 stars. And it's produced by Sounds True.
Out of Colorado.
Yes.
That's great. Thank you for being with us. We're out of time. That really went quick.
I hope you like the children drum circle. That's the first time I ever was so courageous to do that on air.
It was great. We have a lot of the people who wrote in that have kids, and so they've got that experience now, just how to let them go and be their own.
Yeah.
Be their own rhythm.
Exactly.
We'll have you back. It's been a great pleasure. And audience, thank you for listening. And this is some more music. Christine, as we go out, tell us what this is as we're listening to it.
Oh, this is a beautiful instrument from Iraq called the santur from Kurdistan, Persian instrument. And what you're hearing is in a little music room in Darbandi Khan, Iraq, and drumming with the santur. And I'm playing flute.
This is all impromptu?
And this is impromptu, and this is a great example of musical diplomacy.
Music for Peace, Christine Stevens. Please join us next week. Yes, now.
good. Hi, hi. You guys are so good. I just put the kids on now.
You can buy the recording. You'll hear Caden and Max on the radio.